do when she didn't want to see a boy anymore? She'd say she... She just...
I don't know, she would just...
She didn't want a boy to come over to see her anymore, so she...
She just would quit him, that's all. He quit her, or she quit him, the way you want to call it.
Yeah. They say that poor boy hadn't been the same ever since she...
Ever since she ditched him or quit him or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Now, if somebody got married, any kind of humorous ways you'd ever hear saying that? You say they...
Oh, sir. Oh, yeah, I done heard all kind of ways. Say, oh, they didn't get married, they jumped the broom or something like that, you know. You hear some of that.
You ever hear some?
You don't hear much of that now. You used to hear that. No.
You ever hear a girl, somebody say a girl broke her leg to marry a guy?
No.
Okay. At a wedding, the man who stood up with the groom is the...
He's the best man.
Now, after a wedding, do you ever remember a sort of thing where they come around your house and shoot off guns or things like that?
I have done that.
What's that?
That we used to call that a charivari. That's whenever a man that was married, that's a widow, whether he lost his wife, that she died, or his wife quit him, that don't make no difference. And he marries a single girl. And when he marries a single girl, well, then you go there and you ring bells and hit on pans and raise sand until he invites you in. And when he invites you in, well, that's it. You got to quit. You got to quit all that number. I've done that twice in my life. Two of my good friends that married single girls, you know. And I went there for... I mean, I was at the head of two of them, my good friend. I said, well, I asked five or six other fellas, or 10 of us, and said, well, let's go over there tonight and give them a charivari. We'd all get together. Some of them would take cowbell, and others take a pan and a stick, you know, and hit on the pan and holler and go out there around his house and raise sand till he call you in. When he open the door and invite you in, well, then you quit. Give you a drink of wine or a drink of whiskey or cut a cake or something like that. He knew that was coming to him, you know, so he got ready for that. Of course, you don't see that anymore. They used to do that.
Yeah, used to. Did you ever do it for anybody else? Or would you ever do anything like that just for mischief with people?
No. When we done that to our, you know, people done that to their friends.
Oh.
It wasn't something to... It wasn't something to make fun of them trouble. It was just something that it was a custom that they used to, people always did to. And you just told them, you said. You just went up to them in a nice way and told them, you said, well, listen, tonight we're going to go over there at 10 o'clock or at 9 o'clock. We're going to your house and give you a charivari. We're going out there tonight. And you would go out. Whether he tell you yes or no, it didn't make no difference. You were gone anyway, because you had that. They were gone, whether you wanted or not. If you went one night and he didn't open that door, well, the next night you go back again, until he invite you in. When he invite you in, well, it was over.
Did you ever play the fork on anybody? Anything like that? Would they ever run people out of town, do things like that? They give them a thumping?
No.
Okay.
We never had to do that. Nobody never got that bad. No.